my water. I'm one of these dry mouth people. So my name is Carla Kearns. I'm at the University of Michigan, and I want to acknowledge that this is a community-based participatory research project. Several of my community partners are in other rooms presenting right now, but Dr. Max came from the Department of Health and Wellness in Detroit to help me out today. The presentation I'm going to talk about is about the health of caregivers taking care of kids with asthma in Detroit. I have no relationships to disclose. So in Detroit, like many inner city areas, faces a heavy burden of disease from asthma. This is pretty much national statistics. The big things are 9 million children in the country have asthma. There's still 500,000 hospitalizations from asthma every year. And 12.8 million missed school days, which is the leading cause of illness-related school absence. What I'm going to talk about today is a component of a larger community-based participatory research project where we looked at the health of children, the health of their caregivers, and the impacts on that health through environmental pollutants, neighborhood psychosocial factors, and individual level factors. The neighborhood factors that we looked at are important in this area because socioeconomically deprived neighborhoods have been shown to be linked to health outcomes, poorer health status, increased prevalence of chronic conditions, and poorer outcomes from those conditions. The ways in which community social dynamics and perceptions of the neighborhood may affect health are still being understood. So the caregivers in our population are at increased risk for depression, burnout, and poor health. The child with asthma tends to dominate the household, especially on a crisis-based problem, and their crises tend to take over really all other concerns at the time when the child is sick. Health effects of caregivers are frequently mediated by economic factors, interpersonal social support, and also neighborhood level variables. The neighborhoods in which we work in Detroit are on the east side, which is 90% African American, and the southwest, which is about 50% Hispanic and 40% African American. We're expanding some of our work now into Dearborn, which includes one of the largest Arabic populations in the United States. So our intervention was delivered by community health workers, and we followed the caregivers at baseline and for 2 years of follow-up. Our partners include a wide variety of organizations in Detroit representing the communities in which we work. So some of them are social service providers, the health department, groups involved in environmental work because we work on air pollution and asthma, and folks involved in community development. What I'm going to tell you about today in terms of health outcomes for the caregivers are self-reported health status, the presence of chronic conditions, and depressive symptoms using the CESD. And the neighborhood that we're looking at are those areas right around people's homes where people were asked to rate the sense of community or community social community level social support, neighborhood control, or neighborhood self-efficacy, and civic participation, or the ways in which the neighborhood together accessed the political and policy apparatus. The scales that we used were taken from validated studies or from other studies that that we had been doing in our neighborhood. All of them are continuous except for violence. The violence scale we made binary because about half of our sample had no personal exposure to violence in the last 6 months, and the other half was along a spectrum. We're looking at a sample of 298 caregivers at baseline and 227 at follow-up. Most of the ones who we lost had moved, typically due to unstable housing. Our respondents were 95% female, 81% African American, and 45% with less than $10,000 a year in income. And about a quarter of them had asthma at baseline and 30% at follow-up. Probably some of that is reporting. Once they've been involved in a community intervention for asthma, they realize that they've always been a little short of breath, although some of them may also have developed incident asthma in that period. So at baseline, 65% reported excellent, good, or very good health status, and 58% at follow-up. At baseline, 42% reported any of these four chronic diseases and 48% at follow-up. And mean depressive symptoms was the same at 1.6 on a scale of 1 to 3. When we looked at the neighborhood variables along with depressive symptoms, sense of community or community-level social support was inversely related to depressive symptoms. And when we looked at stressors in the neighborhood, violence was the most important stressor, although concern for safety. So violence is, again, personal exposure to violence, witnessing violence, or being the victim of violence. And safety concerns were being concerned about having your house broken into, being robbed, et cetera. Environment concerns was being concerned about the quality of the air or water in your neighborhood. And then environmental conditions was the presence of a list of about 15 things in your neighborhood, which could include abandoned houses, vacant lots, trash-strewn areas, or industrial exposures. In the Detroit area, we have both working and abandoned factories in large numbers. When we added individual level confounders to the neighborhood variables, most of these dropped out. Exposure to violence remains significant, however, but concerns about the environment drops out, and that actually seems to be directly related to concerns about finances, folks who are worried about the air and water, and folks who are worried about paying their rent. Are a group that that goes together in our sample. The safety concerns loads to violence or loads with violence in a factor analysis. So I think that you're seeing some of that. And social support, individual social support will tends to make sense of community drop out. So if you leave out individual social support, then community level social support remains significant. The limitations of our study, the largest one is that we're looking at the self-reported perceptions of the neighborhood by our caregivers, and clearly if you're depressed, you may report that you live in a worse neighborhood than if you're not depressed. We're doing some analyses looking at collective assessments, comparing, looking at, say, what others in your neighborhood ranked your neighborhood as to try to see if that makes a difference. Looking at the largest level at our two neighborhoods, that did not have an effect, but I think that it may have an effect at smaller geographic areas. So efforts to address community health need to take into account the neighborhood level as well as the individual level variables. Exposure to violence is a strong predictor of health in both adults and children in our study and in others. And the effect of individual stressors such as financial stress or caregiving stresses may overshadow for an individual these neighborhood level effects. And these are our kids. That's the big issue. And that's just some background if anybody wants to know what the questions were.